two attacks.
Yeah, I mean, the response to the Roe Khanna incident, I've found sort of grimly amusing, because the critics are saying this was a publicity stunt. This was set up. This was rigged. They went somewhere that they weren't supposed to go. They didn't work with the Israeli embassy. The reality is, if you spend enough time in the West Bank, and by enough time, I mean a couple days, something like that is going to happen to you. It's an inevitability. And, you know, just to put a fine point on that, I was actually in the village of Umm el-Khair in Masafr Yatta right before that incident happened. Roe Khanna and his delegation visited then. I saw him there. And the people there explained what's happening to them, which is basically their land is being stolen in real time. About an hour after Roe Khanna's team left, we were attacked in that village. So very violently by a group of settlers who live in an outpost right next door. So the irony is that had Roe Khanna not gotten back on that bus and, you know, gotten hijacked, he would have actually been present during an attack, an actual violent attack. And so, and then, you know, like you said, you know, this happens. The Palestinians there are violently attacked. Roe Khanna's bus is held up by settlers. 2 days later, again, there's this other brutal attack. And I think it's important to just, you know, reiterate what Adele said, which is that, you know, as journalists, especially as Westerners, like, we have a privilege of knowing that, frankly, the stakes of killing one of us are much higher than of killing a Palestinian. You know, that's why we go into these places to basically show the brutality and the violence of settlers. Like, if this is what they'll do to me, and this is what they'll do to a congressman, just imagine what they do to the Palestinians. In Umm el-Khair, after I left, the attacks have just continued daily. Yesterday, they came in, the Israeli military came in and demolished a family home just because. And so, you know, the pervasiveness of the cruelty in the West Bank, in the occupied West Bank, by the state of Israel and by the settlers, which are backed by the state, is just so pervasive that I would frankly challenge anybody to go into the West Bank, go into places like Masafr Yatta or even, you know, Sinjil or these villages outside Ramallah and not face something like that. I mean, it's just impossible.
Jasper Nathaniel, I want to thank you for being with us. New York-based journalist covering Israel's occupation of the West Bank is Substack Infinite Jazz. And Jewish-Russian independent journalist Adele Shoko joining us from Ramallah, from the occupied West Bank. Coming up, the federal government's given the green light to a $111 billion mega-merger deal between Paramount Skydance and Warner Brothers Discovery. 12 state attorneys general, led by California, are suing to block the merger. We'll speak with California's Attorney General Rob Bonta. Back in 20 seconds. By the New York City Palestinian Youth Choir. This is Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. 12 Democratic-led states have sued to block Paramount Skydance's $111 billion acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount Skydance is run by David Ellison, whose father, Larry Ellison, is the billionaire founder of Oracle, a prominent ally and financial backer of President Trump. Under the proposed deal, CNN and CBS News, streaming services, HBO Max and Paramount, as well as film and television studios, would all be combined under a single entity controlled by the Ellisons. Meanwhile, the UK is weighing whether to take on the proposed merger between Paramount Skydance and Warner Brothers Discovery. Last month, the Justice Department's antitrust division said it saw no evidence that the media mega merger would harm consumers, writing instead the deal would, quote, increase competition across the media media and entertainment ecosystem, unquote. Well, we're joined now by California's Attorney General Rob Bonta, a lead plaintiff in the lawsuit brought by the 12 attorneys general. Attorney General Bonta, thanks for joining us. Explain why you have sued.
Well, in short, we sued because this proposed merger breaks the law. It breaks century-old antitrust law. It's anti-competitive. It will raise prices. It will lower quality. It will lessen content. This is a proposed merger of two entertainment titans who have been competitors for years, and it will extinguish the competition between them when they merge, and will have massive anti-competitive effects in a number of different markets. And so this is about affordability for everyday Americans who are already struggling to afford their lives, whether it be groceries or gas or healthcare or housing. And now their cable bills will go up and their satellite bills will go up, and it will be more expensive to experience a joy of life to go see a movie at the movie theater for a special occasion. So this is also gonna lead to job loss and lower wages. So from job loss and lower wages to lower quality, choice, competition, higher prices, this is a bad deal for California and for Americans.
So explain the significance of what this means, and also possibly the UK suing to prevent this merger. What it means to have CBS owned by Paramount and CNN and HBO all put together. President Trump has repeatedly attacked, to say the least, CNN. CBS's 60 Minutes is now being gutted with what the most recent fire, Scott Pelley.
Well, this is going to be a entertainment behemoth that will have under one roof multiple news channels, multiple streaming sources, channels, multiple the basic cable channels, multiple studios, film distributors, all with under one roof. And we've seen, sorry for the pun, we've seen this movie before when massive studios merge like Fox and Disney. It leads to lower quality, less output, less viewpoints. So let me talk about that for a second. You're going to have less viewpoints, less stories being told, fewer perspectives, less journalists, truth telling and truth seeking and informing the American public about their world and their country, less reporters holding the powerful accountable and holding their feet to the fire and doing investigative journalism that reveals truth and tells the world what's going on. You'll have a smaller diversity of stories being told. A smaller, more narrow type of content will be greenlit, and stories that need to be told that we don't know need to be told, things that we need to hear about that we don't yet know we need to hear about, that can inspire and inform and broaden our perspective about the world, won't be told anymore. So from art to news, there will be less content and less diversity of perspectives.
Mm. And so what exactly would be accomplished by your lawsuit?
Well, our lawsuit seeks to block the merger. Pure and simple. We have a clean and clear and straightforward complaint that we filed in federal court that sets forth the monopolistic outcome of this proposed merger, the anti-competitive impacts of this merger, and it asks for one remedy: block the merger, keep Paramount and Warner Brothers as separate companies.
And if you can talk about the open letter that was signed by hundreds, if not thousands, of producers, directors, actors. Of course, they also were calling on you, the attorney generals of New York and California and others, to take this on. I wanted, though, to talk to end with the Federal Communications Commission Chair Brendan Carr speaking in March at the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC. In this clip, he boasts about Trump successfully defunding PBS NPR and the end of Stephen Colbert's late night show.
President Trump took on the fake news media, and President Trump is winning. Look at the results so far. PBS defunded, NPR defunded, Joy Reid gone from MSNBC, Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd gone, Jim Acosta gone, John Dickerson gone, Colbert is leaving, CBS is under new ownership, and soon enough CNN is going to have new ownership as well. So we're not...
That's FCC Chair Brendan Carr. If you can end by talking about what's happening to the media in this country and the control by the Trump administration.
I mean, those comments are so outrageous. They speak for themselves. This idea that the federal government, our government, the people's government, is working overtime and bragging about it to shut down the free independent press, to silence journalists from doing their job, telling the news and doing investigative journalism and holding the powerful accountable, is completely outrageous, antithetical to our democracy, anti-democratic and un-American. It is wrong in every way I can say it. And the fact that he's bragging about it, he's getting cheers, is dangerous and problematic. The federal government has completely retreated and abdicated from its role to enforce antitrust law, to prevent mergers.
We're going to have to leave it there.
The economy and hurt everyday people. That's why we're stepping in.
I have to leave it there, but I want to thank you for being with us, California Attorney General Rob Bonta. We'll link to your recent piece for Variety titled "Why I'm Suing to Block the Paramount Warner Brothers Merger." I'll be in Kansas City this weekend.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
You're listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Ashley. Welcome to another episode of Buy Local. This is Heatwave Edition. Oh my goodness, it is so sweltering out. I did the math, and today, as of Monday, July 13th, it is 34 degrees, feels like 46. And just out of curiosity, I went to check it in Fahrenheit. That's 93 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 114 degrees. Oh my gosh. We are breaking records left, right, and center this week. I'm feeling a little loopy from the heat as I work in a place with zero air conditioner, which is, you know, lovely. But in any case, we are going to get started with some lovely local music. You might have heard that this past weekend, Winnipeg Punk Fest happened at the Side Stage. That is a show that's hosted by Kayla Wilding from Shit Happens and Taha Khan, who is from Unveiled, as well as some other bands. And they pulled a bunch of different punk bands from all over the prairies. We got some Saskatoon, Winnipeg, Steinbach, and crazy enough, we even got a band from Australia, and it was an insane time. I was so happy to be there. I even got to play myself, and it was an excellent show, but that's not what we're talking about today. I am going to talk about some of the incredible artists I got to hear for the first time live at this show. I would absolutely love to talk about all of them, but some of them actually do not have anything released yet, so I wouldn't be able to do that, but I want to give a shout out to a band named Chloe, because they were really cool, as well as Burn After Listening. I am super stoked to work with them in the future if I have the chance. You know what? This first band we're going to listen to, we're going to go a little bit backwards. I got the chance to see the band Smacked Youth, which is a band all the way from Australia. They were the headliner of the first night of Punk Fest, and they're an alt-punk band from Newcastle. The members include Sam D'Agostino, Sean Doyle, and Sam Coleman. And they are super nice guys. I got the chance to have a conversation with all of them, and they put on a wicked cool show. So we are going to listen to White Line Fever by them off of 2025 single with the same name. And if they ever come back to Winnipeg, you know who I think should open for them. We've heard them on the show before. We got Peace Breach with Cross the Line.
So we
That was Cross the Line by Peace Breach, and before that, it was White Line Fever by Smacked Youth. Up next, we aren't going back to Winnipeg just quite yet. We are going to Saskatoon to talk about a really excellent band I saw called The No-Go's. They are a four-piece band with two girls and two guys. Now, something interesting about this band is each member has been playing in different bands since the 90s, and they all formed together to make this pretty recent band. The members include Ryan Repper, Britt Tkachuk, Sheena Tremer, and Ben Anderson, and this is Back Into It by The No-Go's. If you're a fan of the Stillers, though, they're up first. It's City of Angels off of Sing Sing Death House.
This is the city.
That was City of Angels by The Distillers and Back Into It by The No-Go's, the Saturday night closer of Punkfest 2026. You're listening to CJUM 101.5. This is Buy Local, where we take popular music and show you delicious local alternatives. That's our first time saying that one, I suppose. This next band, I feel, could be a little bit of a stretch, but I need you to hear me out on this comparison. For fans of Bowling for Soup, may I offer you Winnipeg's very own Lost Planet Airmen. Originally starting as a classic rock cover band, in 2020 they shifted to become a punk band, and they ended up releasing a handful of singles and a six-song EP titled Comforting Lies and Unpleasant Truths, which is a really cool name. And we will be listening to Overlords off of the Nameless EP, as I just mentioned. And before that, we're going to hear Bowling for Soup, Girl All the Bad Guys Want. Trust me on this one.
Cause he's the girl all the bad guys want.
That was Lost Planet Airmen with Overlords. And before that, it was Girl, All the Bad Guys Want by Bowling for Soup. Up next, we have, surprise, surprise, for fans of college rock, specifically Husker Du, we have No Complacent, who were a really fun addition to Punk Fest. I had a lovely time talking with their guitar player, Terry Thick, as well as their bass player, Sky Bury. The other member is Dewey, who plays the drums. The band started in 2023, and they have a debut EP that came out in 2024, self-titled, and there are 5 tracks on it, and we will be playing Clear as Mud, and before that, it'll be Husker Du with Something I Learned Today. That was No Complacent with Clear as Mud. And before that, it was Something I Learned Today off of Zen Arcade by Husker Du. I can't believe we are not even half an hour in and I've played 9 songs already. But as is the way with punk music, which means we have more time to listen to more artists, which is always fun. Punk Fest was a really excellent time for local artists who haven't even gotten any music out left to show off how they've been progressing. And that is basically all I have for that segment. So we are going to go back to our regular scheduled programming because that went way faster than I thought it was going to. The next band up on the chopping block is a little Winnipeg indie rock band they like to call themselves. This is Lone Riot. They are a really, really beautiful band. And the members are Shyle Powell, Jared Lowen, Sidney Mazur, and Cameron Dupland. And if you wanted to see them in concert, you can with Abandoning Abbey and the Ranger System on July 23rd at the side stage. I highly recommend you go see that. It's going to be a beautiful night. And if you like Olivia Olsen, a.k.a. the voice actor for Marceline in Adventure Time, who also is a musician herself, we have Sway, followed by Love Talk by Lone Riot. You are listening to CJUM 101.5.
You left me out in the deep end. I think I feel seasick, like something's gone dry. Can you give me a reason? You come and go like the seasons. Why can't you just stay away from me? Like a wave, you won't stop. Heart sway like waves as the sky falls gray. Can you feel the storm coming? Watch me rain and break as you drift away. You make my heart sway. Please don't
That was Love Talk by Lone Riot. And before that, it was Sway by Olivia Olson. Up next, we have a band coming into Winnipeg on July 20th, all the way from Vancouver, that we are going to talk about. This is Danger Box. They are a punk band that started in 2019. And from what I can gather, the members are Cameron Phoenix Rose, David Matt McNabb, Todson Lehman, and Finley Aiden Edwards. Now, the band that they sound like to me is one that may not be, like, popular well-known, but they're one of my favorites lately. I think they sound like the band Silly Goose. So we are going to listen to Keys to the City, and we're going to follow that up with Clockin' In by Ginger Box.
Shout out all my people.
All right, let's go.
Yo, I'm just a kid from the suburbs. I could have had it all, but my parents were appalled. When I dropped out of college to play music in the street, I'm from OTP, but still running the scene. And now I'm selling out shows at the Masquerade. Time to celebrate, bitch, I'm getting paid. Still not a lot, so the merch you gotta cop. Keep an eye out for the fresh new drop.
Just move, we're gonna bring the pain. This hotel's gonna feel the rage.
moms in pajamas, and it's never been a problem. Expensive photos, here, yep, I got them.
So this one's for my people. Forgive me if I dreams are coming true, it's nothing new, I'm still poor, but they don't know, they just see me on tours, like here's a letter to send to address the local scene, it's the pretentious kids that never believed in me, now they pretend to be my friend when they see me at shows, and anyways I wrote this letter and here is how it goes, hey guys, hope you're doing alright, not trying to fight, wish you could have been on my team, my life's a dream, I know your life sucks, cause it's my name they scream, when it's me on stage and my turn to play, the crowd is standing still until they hear me say, just move! I need the keys to the city in a big red car while I ride real pretty. Just move! I need some violence in this place. Watch the barricade and say it to my face. So just move! I need the keys to the city in a big red car while I ride real pretty. Just move! We're gonna bring your pain. This whole town's gonna feel the rage. Fake it till I make it.
We out.
That was Clocking In by Dangerbox. And before that, it was Keys to the City by Silly Goose. If you want to see Dangerbox on July 20th, then tickets are available. They will be playing at the side stage for $15 advance and $20 at the door. And Solaire, second floor patients, and Red Lenses will be opening for them. Coming up, we have a really fun band that likes to blend folk and rock together. This is Valley Narrow. The members include Eric Colbert, Desi LaGaisse, PJ Heppenstall, and a personal good friend of mine and host of Peg City Sound Off podcast, Joel Emerson. They definitely remind me of City and Color, so we will be hearing from them. If you want to see Valley Narrow's next show, they will be playing on July 25th at the Osborne Tap House with Ledwin and the Deaf Idols. This is Coming Home by City and Color off their album Sometimes and Valley Narrow's single The Runaway.
I've seen the streets in the west. I've driven down the 90. Well, hell, I've seen America's best. I've been through the Rockies. Well, I've seen Saskatoon. I've driven down the Highway 1, just hoping that I'd see you soon. I'm coming home. 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 Coming home. I've never been to Alaska, but I can tell you this. I've been to Lincoln, Nebraska, and hell, you know it ain't worth shit. I've been through Nova Scotia, Sydney to Halifax, but I'll never take any pictures, 'cause I know I'll just be right back. I'm coming home. 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 Coming home. I've seen a palace in London. I've seen a castle in Wales. But I'd rather wake up beside you and breathe that old familiar smell. But I never thought you could leave me. I figured I was the one. But I understand your sadness, so I guess I should just hold my tongue. But I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Coming home. I know that we're taking chances. You told me life was a risk. I just have one last question. Oh, will it be my heart? Or will it be his? Coming home. I'm coming home.